Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
Well, look for live and feeder contracts open significantly higher today, spurred by follow-through support and greater packer spending, which came late Friday. On the other hand, the hog issues could open no better than mixed today, thanks to residual buying interest and struggling carcass value. Well, Friday's cash cattle market was late in fully developing, but most sellers who were patient enough finally got cattle buyers to cough up a buck more this week, and we'll be eager to see mandatory summaries later today, since the late hour made it tough to judge the volume. Now, at this time, our guess is that moderate movement generally developed across the entire feeding area. The hog buyers should resume procurement chores today with another round of lower bids. Clearly, they'll keep using the hammer until it no longer works to move numbers and maintain decent processing margins. Now, for the week ending September 12th, non-commercial traders once again were net sellers in lean futures, reducing their net long position by 10,500 contracts. Well, on the grains, this week, the grain prices were up, then down, then up again, then down again. What factors deserve the most focus? Well, bearish USDA yield extension expectations, strong export sales. Well, the grain markets did bounce around all week long trying to sort it all out. The wheat prices saw winter wheat end on a positive note, while spring wheat prices continued their multi-week slide. December Chicago soft red winter futures rose about 6 cents, finishing at 449. December Kansas City hard red winter futures up 5.5 cents, closing at 444.75. Corn prices were up slightly, with December 2017 futures adding another half penny to close at 354.75. The March futures for 2018 added 0.75 cents, closing at 367.25. Soybean prices could not hang on to large gains from Thursday, but still hung on for a fourth consecutive week of gains. November 2017 futures dropped about 7.25 cents, finishing the week at 968.75. We'll check all your futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up 82 at 107.75. December was up 105, 112.82. October feeder cattle up 105, 150.65. November was up 125, 150.72. October hogs up 195 at 60.97. December was up 195 at 58.47. Kansas City wheat, December up 4 cents at 4.46. March up 4.5 at 4.63.75. Chicago wheat, December up 6 cents at 4.49. And the March was up 5.5 at 4.68. December corn up a half penny at 354.75, and March was up 3/4, 367.25. November soy down 7.25 at 968.75. January down 7 cents at 979. October cotton down 22, 69.91. December up 13, 69.20. October crude down 28, 49.61. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.